wisst gar nicht, was hier gerade passiert. Die komplette Stadt ist voll und wir sind dran. Jeder hört uns. Ich bitte Anna Alicia auf die Bühne.
Thank you for being here.
So many people here. My name is Alicia. Hello, hello. My name is Alicia and I come from the United States of America. And what's happening there right now is breaking my heart. Okay? I've written some words to share with you all because I am so overcome with emotion that I don't know what I'd be able to say when I get up here. But this is what I have to say. Enough is enough. We are here today because we've had enough. We are tired of seeing people of color being of law enforcement. We are not here only in response to George Floyd, but we are here for Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and all of the people of color who have died at the hands of police. I've spent my entire life in the deep south of the United States. I grew up in Louisiana. A place that is ripe with racism. A place where talking about race is taboo. A place where talking about race is seen as divisive. A place where pointing out injustice rocks the boat. A place where people say, "I don't see color," in an attempt to silence you. If I stood here about all of the racism and discrimination I've experienced in my 29 years on this earth, we would be here for days. When people say, "I don't see color," it's insulting. It's painful. We need you to see color, because by seeing color, you see our experiences. You see our joy, you see our pain, and most importantly, you see our humanity. Black and brown people, keep your heads up. Stay strong. The pain and trauma of racism is not our burden to carry alone anymore. Black lives matter. All Black Lives Matter, and that includes members of the LGBTQ community as well. Black people, you are beautiful, you are good, you are valued, you are loved. The humanity of Black people is not up for debate. How many more hashtags do we need? Who is going to be next? How many more unarmed Black women and children and men will be killed by police in America and all over the world? Today we say no more. Enough is enough. Today we say stop killing us. Today we say no to racism.
No to racism.
Today we say no to police brutality.
No to police brutality.
And for the people who say, "I can't get involved in this fight because I'm not political. I don't like politics." Racism is not a political issue. No. Racism is a humanitarian issue. Racism is not a political issue, it is a humanitarian issue. you. And again, the humanity of black and brown people is not up for debate. The police brutality that happens in America and all over the world is on full display right now. Look at the way police are treating American citizens who are protesting. The world can finally see what people of color have been saying for years. Now you can see what people of color have been saying this whole time about how police treat people of color in America. But today we say no more. The world is watching you, America. And how we choose to proceed in the future with our voices and our votes is crucial. What kind of world do we want? I know what kind of world I want. The kind where I don't have to be scared to become another hashtag on social media. To my non-black communities and allies, revolution is not clean. It's messy. It's uncomfortable. But we cannot give up. We need you to stand with us. So here are some ways that you can fight racism. If you see something, say something. At work, with your family, when your friends make jokes, post things online, say something. You will be met with resistance. You may even lose some people in your life. But that's part of the process of revolution. Listen to people of color when we tell you what we go through and believe us. The entire world is marching for George Floyd right now. And my heart breaks for his family and his loved ones and the brutality of his murder, because that's what it was murder. But I also feel a sense of hope that through all of this chaos and all of this violence, change will come. When I see people in all 50 states and countries around the world marching, chanting together, it gives me chills down my spine, because it means that we finally have the world's attention.